sore and has to be opened. What would you call that?
A rhizin.
Okay. What about a different term for one that might be on the neck?
A carbuncle.
All right, as opposed to one on the arm or something around your lips.
Well, you can have fever blisters around your lips, and I don't know, you used to get carbuncles on your neck, and
okay, what do you do with water when you're getting ready to make eggs? Put eggs in it to get them hard. What have you done to your water?
Boil it.
Okay, fine. Okay, when a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is called?
Pus.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going to do the principal parts of swell. If you have got some infection in your hand, so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, my hand
swelled.
Okay, fine. A bee stung me in my hand.
Well, it could be swelled or it has swollen.
Okay, all right. It is still pretty badly
swollen.
Okay, fine. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is?
Just a watery type substance.
Okay, it was water blister. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Somebody got shot or stabbed, and you said you got a doctor to look at the
victim.
Okay, but if the victim's still alive, and you want to look at his.
Oh,
somebody stabbing here. What
oh, his wound.
Okay, fine. Okay, what kind of flesh grows in a wound?
Oh, crab flesh.
You have heard of crab flesh. I have never heard of that. That's just
I've heard that term ever since I was little. In fact, when the kids have had maybe cuts on their feet, just a time or two, you know, I mean, I think that is caused like from infection, though, and then a little piece of meat will grow up in the middle of it. And it's
crab flesh.
It takes just a little long for it, you know, to get well that way.
Okay. If you get just a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
A Mercurochrome most of the time.
Okay, and what's another name? It's in salt also.
Epsom salts.
All right, or the red stuff in salt that people have, because we all need some in our diet.
Oh, iodine, yes.
Okay, fine. Okay, this used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria. It's also a type of water, and they mix it with drinks as a drink tonic.
I know what you call it, but I can't.
Quinine.
Quinine.
All right. The doctor did everything he could, but the man still.
Is this a victim now? Did he die?
Okay. She's been living all alone ever since her husband
died.
Okay. Any other terms for?
Deceased.
Okay, or he
passed away.
Passed away. Okay. How about any crude terms? I'm glad that old skinflint finally
kicked the bucket.
Okay, fine. All right. He's been dead a week, and nobody's yet figured out what he
died from.
Okay. They laid him away in the burial place, we call it.
Oh, a cemetery.
Okay. If it's small and it's out in the country, you'd call it a
graveyard.
Okay, if it's very small and on the farm, you'd call it a maybe just a
it's just a
plot of ground.
Yeah, and a lot of the older type places, I mean, you know, you can go up in the mountains now, you can see a lot of those. But they still have, I don't know, I guess you'd just call it a home cemetery, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's one right over here on Sandy Plains Road, just before you get to the Red Light Sprayberry back this side.
Those are interesting. They really are. There's a lot of those up in Cades Cove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All around there. Those next to the churches.
Yeah.
Okay, the box that people are burying.